Well, Daddy, back again. It's still Columbus Day. Back to my mom's conversation. She didn't really have too much to say. But it was good talking to her again. She said she got a real nice letter from Phyllis about the dedication and the church ceremonies and all. She said it was really a very nice affair. They had a real nice crowd, and people were more than generous. They donated all sorts of things for her chapel. It was such a nice write-up in the local papers. They said possibly Reader's Digest would try and get a story out of it. If they do, I'll find the edition and send it to you. Although the way those magazines work, it may take quite a while. I was wondering, too, about when you're on Huntley Brinkley. Is it the day of the 16th of November, or is it a little bit later than that? Is it one of their half-hour series, or just on the regular 5 or 10 minute news that they have every night, or did they tell you all that stuff? I've got everybody in town watching out for the newscast. It should be quite interesting for, well, I'm sure Irma's told the whole family and then some, and I've told all our friends. Kelly's got on her ice skates right now. She's going to wear them out before we even get to the rink. She seems to hold her feet pretty well in them. I'm sure her ankles aren't as weak as I thought they'd be. And the boys do quite good, too. I'm quite anxious for them to go. I told Jerry I'd call this week and find out when the rink is open. Well, Daddy, it's a beautiful, beautiful day here. I can't believe this is Seattle. No rain today and no rain yesterday, and it was 75 and just lovely. I think if it's this nice again tomorrow, I'll try and wax that car. It really needs it. I have only waxed it once since you've been gone. And it's about time again. I'm afraid it's going to fade if I don't try and keep it up. Oh, can you hear Kelly stomping around in this kitchen with those skates on? I'm going to have to take them off of her before she breaks. Whoops! Breaks her neck. I wish you could see this. One leg's going one way, one's going the other. She might break an ankle with the darn things. She can't do that, because then she wouldn't be the greatest ballet dancer in the world, unfortunately. Well, Daddy, I guess I'd better go and get something done around here. I worked like a fool yesterday and cleaned and cleaned and cleaned. Today I'll think of you especially, since it is our anniversary. Can you imagine 7 years gone by already? About 70 to go. Do you think you'll make it? Hi again. I just came back from the Navy PX. I took Kelly with me. She wanted her Halloween costume, so I let her pick out what she wanted. She wants to be a princess, so she picked out a princess costume. Your boys want to be devils, very apropos. So I picked out two devils and one princess. These kids, I tell you, the older they get, the more expensive they are. I can remember the day they were happy when I just painted their faces, and now it's a couple bucks a throw for a costume. But they're real happy with them, and they're big enough that they can wear their coats under them to go trick-or-treating. So that's our next big holiday. After that's over, just one more thing, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then my daddy. So I'm happy these things are passing me by rapidly. I went out and started to wax the car. I got about a quarter of the way done before my arm about gave out. Daddy, it's just too hard on your mama's arms waxing that car. I'll try and finish it tomorrow. I just had to give up today. I had a busy day and went out there when I wasn't really full of vim and vigor anyway. I'd like to take it down here to the gas station and have them wax it, but $8 just is a little too steep for a wax job. So I'll try and finish it tomorrow, and then maybe before you come home, I'll splurge and have it done in the station so it looks real pretty for you when you come back. Hope you don't mind the few scratches on it. You can't expect it to look like the brand new car it once was. It's not bad, though. Don't get excited. It looks pretty good. I do wish I could have that side pounded out. What do you think of me taking a bond and having it done, or would you rather have it done yourself? I'll leave it up to you. If you think it should be done, I'll have it done. If not, I'll let it go till you get back. Today, Casey brought home his work. Once a week, his teacher sends home, about 10 papers with work on both sides. So that's about 20 sheets worth of paper. He had on one paper this clown with a very unhappy face saying messy work, and it is rather messy, but it was the only one out of the 20 sides that had messy work on it, although some of them I think should have had it and didn't. His grades are good enough. He got 100 on the paper with the messy work, but it's just, he's just not neat, and he's got 9,000 excuses why he's not doing better work. I keep talking to him. I think if you would probably mention it on the tape that he should take his time and do his work good, maybe he might listen to you a little better. He really is tickled death with this tape recorder and loves to talk into it, as you can see, and loves to listen to his daddy talk to him. So maybe if you could put in a few good words about his work. He is doing quite well with his alphabet. His arithmetic is another thing. I don't understand what they're doing. It looks like a bunch of hogwash to me, so I can't help him. I hope that first Mother's Club meeting comes up pretty soon. I would like to talk to his teacher and to Sean's. Sean is a neat worker, and I haven't seen too much of his work, so I'm not sure exactly how he's doing, except with his reading. That's what I help him with. And his spelling. I know he's doing all right with those two things. Kelly, of course, is not graded on anything, so she doesn't have to worry. All she's doing is learning how to sit still, which she can't even do too well. Irma called while I was outside waxing the car. Kelly answered. She said she's coming over tonight with their little birthday present. She told me over the phone that she was going to get him a transistor, a bigger one than Sean's, so we'll have two transistors around here. I told her it wasn't necessary, and they didn't need it, but she wanted to do it, and I guess she already had it, so there was nothing I could say or do to change her mind. So she's coming tonight for a while with Jerry. I don't suppose they'll stay too long, because I try and get the kids to bed before it gets too late. They need their sleep. Today in the morning, I gave Auntie Albina permanent. She's going to start working in a couple weeks down at Sears, try and make some extra Christmas money. That Christmas is coming up, and that's really a pain in the neck. It's not the season. I love the season, but all the money that there goes out is ridiculous. Well, Daddy, I don't know what else to say. There's such a little bit of tape, I might as well finish it up today and mail it. And I hope that I get one from you pretty soon. Oops, there goes the TV. Cartoons must be coming on now. Kids love those cartoons still, except Kelly. She can't be bothered. She's out playing with her girlfriend. She wore her little fairy suit for a while, or her princess suit. It's the blue fairy princess is what it is. She's just tickled death with it. Well, Daddy, our anniversary's coming to a close. I'm making corned beef and cabbage for dinner. Something new I haven't tried before. I've had it over at Lucy's and it tasted real good, so I'm trying it. You love you so very much. I'm thinking of you all day long as usual. This tape is a lot easier because every time I think of something, I run and switch it on. So, I guess that's all the news until tomorrow.